As you prepare to listen to God's word, center yourself in God's presence with a few deep breaths. As you inhale, pray a favorite name for God. As you exhale, pray your honest longing or need to God. During this first reading, you're invited simply to listen for the movement of the text. As we begin, ask God to bring His word to life in you and for you and through you by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Our scripture reading today is 2 Corinthians 4:16 to 5:1. Listen to God's word. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight, momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
As you listen a second time, is there a word or phrase that catches your attention? Something that stirs your thoughts or feelings and invites deeper pondering? Don't overthink it. Just listen for something that seems to address you personally.
So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight, momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
If a word or phrase has caught your attention, begin to chew on it. How does this word or phrase connect with your life or longings? What does this word or phrase stir in you as you ponder it?
So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight, momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
Have an unedited conversation with God about anything that is stirring in you as you chew on a word or phrase from the text. What are you noticing? What might God be revealing to you through His Word?
so we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight, momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
Rest now in the presence of the one who knows you and loves you. Use the language of silence for this time of communion. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.